As the White House pushes Congress to change immigration policies, some of the immigrants who participated in the recent huge marches are planning their next moves. So far, their grassroots movement doesn't have a single national leader calling the shots. And as NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, that's the way many local organizers want to keep it.
It's a Latino celebration in Richmond, California, a working-class suburb of San Francisco, and there's a huge turnout. Among them is 30-year-old Diego Garcia, a rising leader for immigrants' rights in the city.
People had asked, can you lead us? Can you help us out in this political movement?
Garcia is a naturalized citizen and a former gangbanger who turned his life around after being shot several years ago. Now he organizes soccer leagues here in Richmond. And on this day, he leads a small contingent of players and their parents for a parade to celebrate the Mexican holiday, El Cinco de Mayo.
I think people are fired up. Our community was waiting for things like this. They're waiting to be recognized.
On May 1st, the day of the big national marches, Garcia brought out 6,000 people for a march through his local community. There was no direction or aid from any outside group. And Garcia says he and his neighbors are prepared to do that again.
We're not waiting for anyone from Washington to give us a signal to do this. I mean, we're waiting for our leaders here in the community to give us a signal.
The recent marches for immigrant rights took place without any of the traditional drivers behind the wheel. In fact, many Latino political leaders and mainline civil rights organizations were caught flat-footed, surprised by the turnout. And partly as a result, there's no single figurehead or leader who personifies the movement.
Traditional media is accustomed to identifying a single face to put on a movement, whether it's a Cesar Chavez or Martin Luther King.
Allison Fine is the author of Momentum, an upcoming book on the impact of new technologies on social movements. She says in the age of email, cell phones, and text messages, social networks might take the place of established leaders and organizations.
And what we're seeing with this immigration movement, for instance, is that there isn't one single organization leading the charge, nor one single person. It is incredibly diffuse and far-flung, and this is what we're going to see more and more of in the movement, social movements in the future.
Some observers note that traditional civil rights organizations seem to be out of touch with the illegal immigrant community that took to the street. For example, national Latino organizations never endorsed the May 1st boycott of work and school. Fernando Guerra of Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles says the traditional leadership still has some work to do establishing credibility with the emerging immigrant movement.
And it's very important how that is resolved, and because a lot of the immigrant leadership and community leadership, it doesn't want other leaders who were Johnny-come-latelys to take number one credit, to manipulate the movement for their own purposes.
Back in Richmond, California, local activists aren't waiting for national leaders. At the recent Cinco de Mayo celebrations, they were already registering new voters. And one activist, Luzmirna Lopez, says the response was electrifying.
Within an hour, we registered 32 individuals to vote, and the momentum is still there.
Of course, illegal immigrants are by definition ineligible to vote. But Lopez says that doesn't stop them from bringing in friends and relatives who are citizens.
I had a husband bring his wife. I've had mothers come by and ask for information. Although they're residents, not yet citizens, they were bringing their daughters who are 18 years old to come register to vote.
The goal of local activists is to harness the momentum of the recent marches into a lasting political movement. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.